Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Roth.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you right here, right now.
Today, in this very precious, oh my goodness, intense yet sacred moment.
Well, you know, it is an ever-increasing call to sacredness. The intensity has a way of saying, hey, what's up? And the more we pay attention to what's up, the more we get to see the energetics and the hidden blessings behind the chaos, the distraction, and even the fear.
And, you know, today is such an incredible day. We have a huge show in store for you today because we're going to be diving into the soul. We're going to be talking about nourishing the soul on all levels. And we've done something that we haven't done in a long time. We even have a very special guest with us today. She's going to be with us during the second half of the show, our beautiful, beautiful guest, Jenna Davila. And we're going to be talking a lot about ways that we nourish our soul. And, you know, we wanted to start off with kind of a part two of last week's show. You know, last week we talked about new president, new energy, what's going on in the world, what's going on in the United States. And so much is going on. We got a lot, I mean, guys, a lot of email about last week's show that we felt it was important to continue that conversation just a little bit, because this week right now is a very powerful week, this week of the 20th. And there is an intensity that is building. As a matter of fact, the intensity is building so much that later this week, probably right around the 25th, 26th, the end of the week, look for our December revelations. We're actually going to be posting them early because there's that much going on.
Well, the transition in the energies is starting to crest into a new form, and that cresting is becoming visible now, and certainly by the end of this week, you'll all be going, oh, yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, in every single way.
And the one thing I just want to say to all of you, today's topic is indeed about soul nourishment.
In every way.
And understanding the depth of that. And before we get into the full discussion, I do want to say that we are in a period of time on this planet where people are being called to awaken with an acceleration. And the acceleration is because so many folks are looking at the outer world and going, I can't believe this is happening.
Well, in so many ways. I mean, there's such a heightened state. You know, just when you think things couldn't get polarized anymore, everything is polarized.
Everything is polarized. Political campaigns throughout the planet are reflecting a shifting landscape toward a repetitive energy. And this is indeed has a hidden blessing. However, it can also be a trigger.
Well, you know, it can be. And speaking of, remember that we are live today, and you're welcome to jump in, get in on this conversation, ask for a mini soul reading, say hi to us, talk to our special guest. So if you want to get into the queue, just call 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you call and it's busy, that just means all the lines are full. But just remember, as soon as we start talking to someone, a line will open up. And once you get into the queue, you can listen to the show the entire time. So it's kind of like a fun double way to wait.
Absolutely.
You know, it really is. So, you know, Shri, I want to get back and really dive into this energy about the polarity and what's happening on the planet right now. And last week, as we mentioned, we had lots of emails come in around last week's show. But there was a couple that really, really hit us. And one of them was from an incredible woman, and I'm only going to use her first name. Her first name is Suzanne, and we just wanted to share that Suzanne actually, guys, let's go back a little bit and remind you that on last week's show, we revealed the fact that we had actually, I think it was about last July, had actually received guidance, very direct information that Donald Trump would win the presidential election. We were also given a lot of other information that came with that that we will start talking about in December and much more. However, turns out that we were not the only one that had that kind of information. And of course, that would make good sense. But we had a beautiful woman who sent us an email, Suzanne. And Suzanne, I'm just shouting out and saying thank you for your beautiful, kind email. And Suzanne works in politics in a very incredible position and works with an incredible organization whereby, as a being of light, as a being of ascended light, she has a direct, I don't want to use the word influence, Sheree, but she has the direct capacity to be a tempering factor in the polarity.
Well, when you're working in the office of people of power or near the office, whether you're a neighbor or whatever, you have the opportunity to have conversations with those who are making decisions.
Well, and, you know, I really want to protect Suzanne's identity and who she's working with. But what we want to do say is this, that it is important to recognize that people like Suzanne are working, are out where exactly they need to be. And that for all of us, each of us, you never know, you absolutely never know where you're able to have the greatest impact.
And part of the impact, and what's modeled so beautifully in her sharing to us, is that it's not about arguing points with people. It's about standing in one's authenticity, one's clarity, and saying, yes, I do have a perspective on these things. But it's said from a standpoint of clarity and compassion. And that invokes and calls forth compassion in the listener. And beloved ones, that's how shift happens. People need to move to their hearts before they hear the heady stuff. And that's one of the things I really appreciated in her sharing, that she found herself chatting with people who had a diametrically different political view than she does.
And this beautiful woman had a beautiful and powerful visitation from Archangel Michael. And what I really appreciated was that she mentioned that, you know, in the month prior to the election, I had three visions. So I knew that Donald Trump would win the election 3 or 4 weeks before November 8th. And to be honest, I thought maybe I was just being fanciful, but a little crazy. Yet one vision stuck with me, and it was a map of the United States that was three-dimensional and green, and it looked like currency, and at the top it had the Trump logo as if we were all just another Trump tower. And she discusses how she went through her own process of realizing that this was happening and then later on, she just says the election itself then was not shocking as the collective energetic anger and pain in the days following. I found myself sitting with people and just breathing with them and reminding them to breathe and remember that in the moment, everything was perfect. And then we would repeat and breathe and say again, in this moment, everything is perfect. Random and unexpected people would approach me and I could see the fear in their eyes. And I think for me, the upside of the election was my calm and sincerity being a comfort. Well, absolutely. And this is why it's important for all of us, for everyone to be aware of what's happening. Now, I want to move on. We got another email from another listener, Lisa in Hawaii. And Lisa, we love you so much. And I'm not going to read all of Lisa's email because it's very, very long. But oh my goodness, you guys want to talk about this beautiful woman on the night of the election as she was listening to the returns and kind of in shock about what was happening. And she's out there in Hawaii. So, you know, she was getting it kind of early. And then her beautiful dog transitioned the same night. An old boyfriend wound up in the ER. She wound up having to help him. There were all kinds of polarities and things that were happening around her. But here's what she said that I think is really powerful. And so I just want to read this with all of you. And she says, I wanted to call into the show and ask for a mini soul reading, but it was my first day of being alone. And I chose to go to work in my garden, which is always therapy for me. Now, this is last week's show. So I thought I would ask for one now. And then the more I thought about it, I kept feeling like asking for myself wasn't quite what I wanted. Then it came to me. It would be wonderful to have a soul reading on behalf of Gaia. I know that Gaia is a hologram and will survive no matter what. But with the direction of this election, it would be nice to know how Gaia is feeling. So if it is possible, Would you be able to tell us how Gaia is feeling? A mini soul reading for Gaia. I don't know if that's possible, but I thought I would put it out there. And she does end talking about how she was able to listen to the show in the archives. And she said, you know, 3D could not have found a better caricature in Donald Trump. He represents ego, power, and greed so well. I do hope he is able to feel all the positive energy flowing his way and has his own awakening. And if I did not have all the information that you so generously share with us, I would be quite despondent. But I know that we are all on our own path, and Donald has volunteered for this moment. So there you have it. All is well on this crazy ride. We might as well put our hands up in the air and go, wee!
You might as well.
Indeed. And we agree with you, Lisa. And she says, thanks again. It's been one hell of a week. We agree. Love both so much. Aloha, Lisa. Well, aloha, Lisa. And Sri, I really enjoy this idea of offering a mini soul reading of planetary energy, especially today as we're talking about soul nourishment, because the soul of the planet is the soul of our nourishment, is the soul of everything that we do here in this world.
The soul of the planet is indeed a sacred mirror to each and every one of us, that we exist in a field of reflections.
You indeed, in every way.
And so as we offer a blessing to Gaia, as we offer a blessing to each other, that blessing is reflected and magnified and bounces around and nourishes many. And so, beloveds, yes, let's bring Gaia to our hearts. Let's bring forward the love and appreciation we have for our home.
So let's just take a moment and really feel that, because ultimately the earth is our home, is she not? Yet she is a transient home. She is the home for when we are in this form, for when we are in the divine dance of the union of the soul and the body. And our beloved Gaia, you know, way back, it's so funny to say way back when, but when Sri and I first got together about 14 years ago now, one of the things that came forward very, very early was that Gaia was tired, and that in her tiredness, she was inviting us very much like a mother would invite her children to be the ones to say, okay, given you everything I can give you, now it's your turn to be parent. And very much we were placed into our hands, all of humanity, to be greater custodians of this divine planet. She's tired, and she is still tired. And because of that, she is taking care of herself. Now, that does not mean that she has neglected us or that she is not taking care of us. However, it does mean that she is now balancing back her own energy. And so where she has been abused, she is healing. Where she has been supported, she is flourishing. And where she is tired, she is resting. And the message that's coming through for Gaia, on behalf of Gaia, for all of humanity, is that as we walk in our ascended presence, we walk with her, we do not walk on her. And she keeps saying, lift up and enjoy the sun, the radiant gift of divine light. Move forward with clarity in your eyes and see what is before you. Place your hands on me and I will offer you my heart. Place your hands on your heart and I will connect you with my soul. And that is the message that Gaia is bringing forward today.
Oh, beautiful indeed. You know, each and every one of us, to whatever extent you can, we need to walk with responsibility, being responsible for our energy, being responsible for our actions. It's not just about recycling, so to speak. It's about recognizing that each and every one of us is emitting and energy. And are you being mindful of the energy you emit? Is the energy you emit nourishing and supportive, or is it bringing things down, so to speak?
Well, and you know, as we're moving into a time where in the United States, people focus on thanks and gratitude, and I think at a moment, the energy that's going on the planet right now, and especially the United States is impacting, it is a powerful time to be looking at how do we harvest our gratitude? How do we harvest our thanks? How do we come forward? And this is why talking about nourishing the soul is so important. And we're going to be really diving into that in the second half of the show. And in this moment, we want to mention another beautiful being. He had called last week, could not get on the air. So he sent us an email, and I'm going to read it. And this is from our beloved Bill. And here's the show. Here's the email. I was in the queue to speak this past Sunday, and I have a question, really an observation. Since it is my birthday Monday, I hoped for a little birthday reading. Well, happy birthday, Bill. We're going to make sure that happens today. The observation in question is how to handle those in the New Age healing community who have exposed their racism, et cetera, over the last few years, and have to say that those revelations slip out even now after the election. The worst I saw was a few weeks before the election when a group of young workers were comparing Vladimir Putin to Archangel Zadkiel. This is not a new observation. I have seen the racism slip out since Obama first took office. By the way, and then he talks about linking all of our emails together, and we appreciate this, Bill. In any case, thank you, and keep doing what you do, Bill. Well, Bill, first and foremost, namaste, beloved one, and thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that question. I think that's a very powerful discernment to bring forward at this time, because first and foremost, it's showing that everyone, right? Everyone without exception is moving through the energy that's currently presenting on the planet.
You know, if the human being is seeking perfection, and you polish a diamond by rubbing it with carbon, by rubbing it with dirt, and sometimes we have the most, you might say, tragic ways of polishing ourselves, whether that's through denying our heart to others and whatever form that takes, whether it's racism or anger or hierarchical thinking. But human beings have those traits within their shared consciousness so that they can be healed.
Right.
So some will express them unconsciously, thinking that's what's so. Others will express, feel regret, and recognize there's a greater love to be realized. And still others must hold presence to allow the evolutionary journey to unfold.
You know, whether or not we, and Sri and I will not engage in the type of rhetoric, you know, it's funny, even the word New Age, certainly many people categorize us that way. And we can completely understand that because everyone wants to try and fit everyone into a comfortable box, so to speak. Yet we feel much more, I guess if I was to offer any type of term, it would be that Sri and I feel very much like universal cosmic citizens, that we are really more representative of a expansion in an ascension awareness, in the expansionary existence of all humanity, whether that takes on the mantle of New Age or metaphysical or whatever is totally fine with us. However, here's what we can share about your observation, and then definitely want to offer you that little mini birthday reading. There is a recognition right now that every being is receiving exactly what they need to heal. And I found it very fascinating that you said about the New Age healing community. You know, one of the oldest, sayings or whatever is healer, heal thyself.
There you go.
Healer, heal thyself. And whenever we see, experience, or are affected by someone who is in their own healing process, that can come forward with many different energies. Oftentimes when people are healing, the first thing they do is get angry, or they might get ill themselves, or they might project, because everything that's coming out of them is really a reflection of the outer world that is needing healing. And so the greatest gift that we can offer around this question is that for those who are having this dialogue, to hold the presence of the dialogue in your ascended presence, not to engage it, not to judge it, to simply hold the presence of the ascended one who is witnessing the actions of those who are healing.
There is a practice, and I believe you'll find it at our website, and I know it's on YouTube. It's called the Star Practice.
We love the Star Practice.
And it seems timely to bring this up because the Star Practice involves bringing your energy up to your star consciousness above the third eye and holding your energy there, which is above the emotional body. It's connected to the unconditional acceptance and love of the soul. And when we bring our energy up into star consciousness, we are holding presence for the greater healing and evolution of all we behold. And I invite you to bring your energy up into your star consciousness and look into the mirror, because each and every one of us is doing the best we know how, given our state of consciousness at the moment.
Absolutely. And this is really powerful, because when we give ourselves the gift of going up into our ascended presence, we see the divine. You know, Archangel Zadkiel, speaking of good old Zadkiel, one of the most beautiful gifts Archangel Zadkiel gave Sri and I, and there are so many, it's hard to even say one of, but it is one of many. And it was the very simple phrase, keep your eyes on the divine at all times. And when we do, we will always stay focused in the higher energy, the higher presence of everything that is happening. And at this moment on the planet, it's a really good reminder for all of us to keep our eyes on the divine at all times.
And by doing so, we send out into our aura and into the shared energy field a sense of acceptance, a sense of calm. Mm-hmm. Now imagine that people who are of a less evolved, you might say, consciousness, or a less open consciousness, if they feel safe, if they feel loved, they'll be at their best.
Absolutely.
And if everyone can be at their best, we'll all get along.
And you know, Bill, this brings us back to your birthday mini soul reading. And so, Bill, first and foremost, bring your hands to your heart and feel how much that we love you. Please feel that we are so honored and delighted that you chose to connect with us during this sacred moment in your life, in this cycle around the sun. And in this cycle around the sun, your question also had a very, a very important tie-in to your own personal mini soul reading. Because the mini soul reading that's coming through for you right now, which by the way is coming from Archangel Raphael, is that this is a year for you to heal the remnants in you that stop you from being free. And that's all I keep hearing, to heal the remnants in you that are stopping you from being free. And that this isn't even anything that needs to be mentalized or understood from a rational level, although Raphael is saying that you're already very clear on what this is. Raphael is, it's so cute. He's putting on you, it's kind of cute, like in New York, you know how the horses all have the blinders on so that they can walk on the street. He's putting this beautiful emerald green set of blinders on you and saying, I guess what we just said from Archangel Zadkiel, he goes, keep your eyes focused on the divine, see only the divine, focus on the divine, and you will empower the divine. And so happy, happy birthday, beloved Bill. It's going to be a beautiful year for you, and we are really grateful that you connected with us. And you know, Sri, we are so grateful that I think I'm just so excited I can't contain my enthusiasm. I think that we should share what's been coming in around the Blue Cosmic scene and what's going on in our lives and where we're going to be heading.
Well, absolutely. We have been guided with a very strong pull to...
Well, more than a pull. It's like a direct you're going.
Well, let's just say that we're happy to announce that we're going to be taking a group of people to... Northern India on the Shivaham Mastery Tour. It's basically an I Am Mastery Tour of the Himalayas, of the Upper Ganges. We're going to be going to Dharamsala, to the Tibetan community there. We have so many things planned on this trip.
Well, you know, we have so much. This is like almost overwhelming for Sri and I. This journey has been directly guided by the Cosmic Blue Scene, and it is a Shivaham I Am Mastery journey. And to be in this I Am Mastery journey is about, imagine walking into the foothills of Himalayas. We were told that this trip had to be in July, so we're going in July 2017, because there's places we're going to that you can't even get to except for a few months during the year. There's places so remote that we're having to take a helicopter in.
Oh, this is so fabulous. There's an ancient temple in the upper Himalayas that's only open in the summer, and normally you've got to hike up there, and we're taking our people in a helicopter.
Well, we're blessed that we can, because there are no roads. You either have to go on horseback, or you have to walk, or we're very blessed that you can do this.
And truly a most sacred Shiva temple there.
Yeah, and we're also going to be going to the Masroor temples, which, you know, these are these magnificent rock-cut temples that are about 43 kilometers from Dharamsala, and they're monolithic, and there's lots of cosmic energy. A lot of people are pretty sure that these were not made by, quote-unquote, human hands. We have already got our request in to meet with His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. We're going to be going to Haridwar and Rishikesh. We're going to be literally driving and walking our way through the Guru's path of the Himalayas, collecting this ascension energy. And there's just so much more to share that it would take up a whole show. But guys, if you're interested, and here's what you need to know. We only have 12 slots, period, because where we're going is very sacred, very remote. We've been granted some very unique private access under the condition that it's a very small group. So if you're interested, send an email to support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at selfascension.com. Again, that's support at selfascension.com. We'll send you all the details. It will be up on our website in about 24 to 48 hours. TOSA Miracle Team members, we are going to give you priority. So just again, send an email to support@selfascension.com. If you want more information about the Shivaham I Am Mastery Tour, this isn't a tour, really. This is a sacred pilgrimage.
It's a pilgrimage in every way. We'll be doing spiritual practice. We'll be visiting sites that are truly profound and energetic, and we will not be compromising on food or accommodations. We've designed the trip for comfort, to support us, to be available to the high frequencies that will be blessing
and
us.
And we've already been instructed that we're going to be doing a live archangelic ensoulment. We'll be doing one in Dharamsala. We'll be doing one when we're up. We're going to be literally spending two nights in this incredible, they call it luxury tents in a section of the Himalayas, because there aren't even any hotels there, guys. We've been told that we'll be doing some ensoulment there. We'll also be doing ensoulments at Ujjain, which is one of the Jyotirlingas we'll be going to at the very end of the trip. This is powerful. And again, you can probably hear our enthusiasm, because this is, I mean, imagine that you are that wandering sadhu collecting the final pieces for that ascension moment. And according to the Blue Cosmic Ascene, which are the ones that have guided and molded this trip, there is something very profound coming down in August 2017 that this trip had to be completed in July 2017. So again, if you're interested in possibly joining us, send us an email, support@selfascension.com, and we're happy to send you all the information. But again, guys, we can only accept 12 people. This is a very small, intimate journey. And thank you for letting us share our enthusiasm. Oh, this is the first we're announcing it.
And what I can tell you, having been to India before, is it will excite you, it will align you, and it will uplift you.
It will change your life forever. It will. I mean, we're still recuperating in a very beautiful way from the last magical trip, and this very much feels like it's that trip on steroids, like
Absolutely.
It's the next level in every way, which is hard to even imagine. You know, Sri, before we go any further, I want to read one more email.
Okay.
Because we were, you know, so many people wrote us, and this beautiful, beautiful being wrote us, and I want to be able to offer them a reading today. And so here's one more email we want to read to you, and this came in from Jamie. And Jamie's subject line was, "How can I help? I have felt a calling to work in a spiritual capacity to help others for many years. With the energetic shifts that are occurring, I feel that the needs of others are changing, and I have struggled to find my niche in a helping capacity. I feel as though my choices have narrowed. Have they really broadened, and it is my view that is too limited to see this? I only want to be of service to my fellow humans. What should I do?" Well, Jamie, first and foremost, the first thing that all of your guides and angels are inviting you to do is to stretch your arms out. I'm doing this with you. Stretch your arms straight out, and then I want you to cross them around and give yourself a big hug. And I want you to feel, as you are offering yourself this hug, and I am literally doing it with you. I want you to feel my arms around you, Shri's arms around you, the universe's arms around you, all of the archangels, all of the ascended masters, because they're all whispering in your ear in this moment. And they're saying that as you love yourself, you love humanity. And as you love humanity, your healing light expands. And then as you're holding, and I hope you've got your hands holding your shoulders right now, they're saying, close your eyes, take in a big breath. I'm doing this with you. And as you release your arms, and feel, they're showing me rainbows of light coming out of all of your fingers and radiating out of your chest and literally illuminating everything in front of you. And they're saying that your capacities are as varied as your divine nature, and that the best way for you to help is to follow the joy in front of you. It's only doubt that is stopping you. You are an incredible being of luminescent light and love, and they're saying that truly, it's as simple as loving yourself as you will love humanity. And Jamie, I just wanted to sneak that in before we got any further with the show today, because it's important for you to recognize you're carrying a very powerful healing experience. Just let go of the doubt with it.
Beautiful indeed. You know, here we are. We've got a lot more show to go. We're going to be diving into soul nourishment.
Oh,
we're
going to be taking your calls. We've got callers standing by.
And we're going to do these things and more after this next message. So stand by while we play the commercial message, take a deep breath, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Many blessings, beloveds, and thank you for being with us today. You know, truly, each and every one of us is on our sacred journey, and I hope you're having some fun.
Well, I would hope you're having some fun, and if you're listening to this show right now, chances are you are having some fun, and you are dancing with the divine in whatever way brings you the greatest joy. And you know, Sri, it brings us joy to talk about nourishing the soul, being with the soul, and as especially in the United States, as people's thoughts and energy start turning toward how can we give thanks, how can we be present, one of the gifts that we turn to is being thankful for being on this planet. Now, I know a lot of you might say, well, I don't know, right now it's a little scary. Okay, but remember, you stood in line to be on this planet at this moment in history. You probably kicked someone else out of the line to make sure you got here. And so how extraordinary that we are all here together right now. And we are extraordinarily delighted that we have, and Sri and I say it every week, the best listeners on the planet. And one of those listeners, a beautiful woman by the name of Jenna Davila, wrote us several months ago and came to us just as you, as a listener, and shared with us a little bit about who she was and what she did and sent some photographs. And well, Sri and I were just, we just felt so much pure, radiant love and energy pouring from her and such great clarity in what she did that we knew right then and there that she was the absolute perfect person to invite on the show as we were talking about nourishing our soul.
Nourishing your soul includes every aspect of your being. You know, so often people say, I need to have a good diet. Well, yes, you do. However, it's beyond that. It's the water you drink, the people you hang out with, the colors in your room.
The energy.
The energy in total. And when you're food type nourishment can become art. When your food can become healthy, it sends a signal into the body and beyond that life is good.
You know, it really is. And You know, we are delighted to welcome Jenna to our show today. She is from Live Pure Jenna, and Jenna's passion for cooking with fresh organic produce, raw plant-based eating really will inspire you, and it will delight you. And hey, if you've not been to our website, shriandkira.com, get there, right on the homepage, read Jenna's amazing article, The Shifts of Plant-Based Living, and go to our Soul Nourishment section and check out her easy, yummy recipes. And hey, all that art are Jenna's beautiful food mandalas. They're incredible. So I think without further ado, let's welcome Jenna to the show. Namaste, Jenna. Welcome.
Namaste, Shri and Kira. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's such a blessing to be here, and I'm truly honored and humbled to be a part of this amazing show.
Well, thank you, dear, and we are delighted to be connected with you in so many ways. And I just want to begin by inviting you to share a little bit with our listeners about your passion.
You know, how did you get here? Have you always just had this incredible skill? What brought you to be doing what you're doing today?
Well, it's pretty interesting because I feel like a lot of the experiences that I've had in my life had brought me to this point. I grew up on 8 acres of land, of farmland, and I played soccer my entire life. I've always really been connected to the earth and Gaia and the ground, but I didn't really realize it at the time. And I came into some health issues, and I found a vegan diet, and I was like, you know, this sounds really good. And then something just happened within me. I remember sitting down with my husband, getting ready to eat dinner. And I was like, I'm not going to eat meat anymore. And he's like, why? I'm like, well, there's just like turkey families. And like, these are like living beings who feel pain and just want to live and have pleasure and just have fun. Just like any dog or cat or domestic animal wants to too. But it was really as health issues. And I just wanted optimal vibrational health and vitality. And so I really started connecting with what I was putting into my body. And I feel like that's what really expanded everything in my life. It just happened very quickly. I stopped eating meat, dairy, and eggs. And you know, I was really big into eating organic foods as well. Even before this, it kind of was a gradual shift, maybe about 2 years before that. But I just felt so amazing, and I just really opened, I kind of like bloomed and blossomed. And I was like, whoa, like my whole entire life changed. It's really profound, and I just couldn't believe that you could feel so amazing and have so much energy and just have so much divine love within yourself. I just connect it back to my divinity, and it really helped me share this light with everyone.
And that's the next thing I want to ask you about. So when you had this kind of aha breakthrough, and I'm really, Shri and I are really smiling about, I love the way you talked about the families, the turkey families and the chicken families and all of those. I enjoyed that very much. What did you notice in your spiritual awakening? Were you as awake then? Were you carrying as much consciousness then? Did you notice a shift or an awakening? Did that seem to, was it one or the other? How did that all play together?
So it kind of was like the blinds just opened for me. And it was first like, wow, everything is connected. It was more of like an energetic shift happened to me. And I was like, I'm connected to this earth. I'm connected to this animal. I'm connected to this person. And it was just a whole interconnectedness of oneness. And so that was like one of the main things that I just clearly see, is that these blinds just opened up and all of this light came in, this universal oneness and love. And it was just pretty incredible. And I'm sorry, what was the other thing that you asked me?
Well, you're answering it. And the question was, and maybe more specifically, so the more that you changed your eating, what happened to your spiritual evolution?
Oh, yeah. So it just really opened me up to wanting to heal. It just showed me that, like, okay, like, you need to heal from so many past things, not only physical, because I said I started as, you know, wanting to be the healthiest that I could, but all these things just started coming up. I'm like, wow, like I can't believe that was stored in my body. And they said that you store emotions and things into your body, and just a lot of things were just coming up to be healed and released and to be cleansed, because I was eating healthier foods. So every time I was eating something, I was cleaning out my body and cleansing, and I could just feel how much lighter I was. So if I ate something, when I first started my journey, I was still drinking alcohol, and it was really putting a toll on me. I'm like, wait a second, I'm detoxing my body, so why would I put alcohol into my body? And it just showed me how sensitive I became to things. And so I haven't had a drink in 4 years, and it just completely just changed my life and focusing on healing my body.
Are you there?
Yep. Can you hear me?
I can now. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. It really helped me focus on healing my body, healing my mind, and healing my emotions, and the way that I reacted to things, and to really take self-responsibility of my life.
Well, I love that.
You know, and what you're sharing is something certainly I've experienced it in my own way, and I know many others have as well, that we live in an interdependent, interconnected system. And it begins for many people just recognizing that my emotional health and my physical health are tied together. My mental health affects my physical health, and vice versa. When the body is hurting, it's hard to be cheerful. It's just more challenging. And that's an interconnected system. But then when we look beyond our little locus of experience, and we start recognizing that the birds, the grass, the trees, the air we breathe has been inside of another creature, that we are all breathing the same air, enjoying the same sun, etc., 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 and it becomes a most humbling and profound recognition.
Well, and it ignites our creativity. And Jenna, I want to ask you, because one of the things that I find extraordinary are your food mandalas. You know, you sent me a collage of some of your food mandalas. They are extraordinary. I mean, just stunningly beautiful. When did that start coming forward for you? Why did you start doing those?
Oh my gosh. So that was just, actually had inspiration from my friend, Kim. You can check her out at Brussels Vegan. And she was a really good friend, and she did a picture of like playing with food. And I was like, wow, it's so beautiful. And then I started playing with food as well. And it just, that's my type of expression in my art, because I feel like I've always been an artist. And just to show how beautiful these plant-based foods are, and to just show their vibrancy and their love and their light that they carry. And it's just been a really amazing experience, and to feel the plant and to just like look at it and just see like cutting it in half. It's just like sacred geometry, and just so beautiful, and being so grateful. Like, wow, this grew out of the soil from the ground with the sacred rains and the light of the sun. It's just like kind of mind-blowing when you put it that way. It's like, wow, we're so lucky. We're so blessed.
We are indeed.
Indeed we are.
And truly, when you cut an apple or an orange or a strawberry, you start seeing this the geometrical patterns that are supporting this expression. You know, for the listeners that haven't seen this, can you refer them, where what website should they go to?
How can they go see all these amazing food mandalas? How can they learn more about you?
Well, you can go to my Instagram, and if you don't have Instagram, you can just type in www.instagram.com/livepurejenna, LiveJenna, live pure, LivePure, Jenna, JennaJenna. Or you can go to my blog at livepureblog.com.
Beautiful. Live pure.
Yeah, live pure. I love it. Now, Jenna, let's take a moment. We've got some beautiful people that have been holding to say hello. Let's introduce some of our callers. So let's go to line number two, and we're going to welcome Janelle from Massachusetts, a first-time caller. Welcome to the show, Janelle.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Janelle.
Can you hear me?
Hi, we can hear you.
I'm so happy to be on the call. Thank you.
You're welcome. How can we serve you today?
Well, I first off want to say that I'm so happy to hear my beautiful friend Jenna on this call with you all, sharing her love and light and passion for her art.
Yay!
And I would love to have a mini soul reading, if that's possible.
Well, of course it's possible. And I agree with you. I think Jenna is an amazing being, sharing her love, her passion, and her art. And I'm grateful that you got through today. That's always a beautiful sign of things are flowing well. And really, that's a big piece of your mini soul reading. There's this energy around you, Janelle, that is very flowing. And it comes in around you like a ray of light, but it's very free form. In other words, it doesn't have any hard angles. And the message that's coming in through this is that your life right now is releasing all of the quote-unquote hard angles, that it's about allowing things to flow, to be kind of like unifying you. It's like following this stream of light, unifying you with one connection to another connection to another connection, and allowing all of those connections to support the movement that's in front of you right now, and that your stream of connection is expanding. You are getting ready to, and I've already started, connecting with beings that are not from your usual circle. Your circle is expanding, and with that, so is your life experience. They're also saying 3 years. The next 3 years for you are very powerful. A lot of empowerment, a lot of forward movement, a lot of shifts. And they're saying, do not be afraid of these shifts. Every one of them is leading you to the divine mission of your life, and that it has already started and will find a great solidity within the next 3 years. And so I'm excited to get to say hello to you today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Angel. Many blessings. Namaste.
Oh, many blessings.
Namaste.
Indeed.
Bye, honey.
You know, for all of our listeners, it's important to recognize that we all begin where we are.
Absolutely.
And there are people who are well evolved down the path of conscious nourishment. There are people who are well evolved down other paths.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have to appreciate, here I am right now. One of the things that struck me some years ago when Archangel Zadkiel first introduced the phrase soul nourishment to us.
Mm-hmm. And it's all in our first book. If you've not read our first book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, please do. And there's so much in there about soul nourishment. Plus, remember, guys, go to shriankira.com, read Jenna's article that's on there right now. Go look at all the wonderful recipes that are on there. And a lot of them are from Jenna.
And the thing I want to say is with the intention to encourage each and every one of you, is Zadkiel looked at me and said, are you eating life and light, or are you eating death?
Yeah, think about that one.
And I went, no, wait a minute, you know, I no longer, when Zadkiel first came in, I was still eating occasional fish. And but I pretty much evolved out of all of the meats, other than I still had to have an occasional sushi or two. And and then I began to dwell with that. And what I realized is when we partake in the death of another being, we are limiting the expression of creation, and we are imposing hierarchy upon nature and all.
And we're also ingesting fear. Now consider that the energy of fear on the planet right now is almost out of control, and it is supported by the consumption of anything that, you know, has died. And as Zadkiel has said, nothing needs to die for you to live.
It's a very powerful, powerful statement. Nothing need die for me to live. And it comes down to ingesting that which is grown in light. Now, whether you choose to express that as a raw foodie or whether you're cooking your vegetables, is not really, there's no dictum here. You follow your heart. because it becomes a self-revelatory situation. As you transition out of the denser nourishment into the lighter nourishment, your energy will expand.
Absolutely.
And your values and your orientation will naturally shift.
I love that. And, you know, speaking of expanding, let's invite in another caller. Let's go to line 3 and say hi to Maria from Pennsylvania. Another first-time caller. Welcome, Maria. Hi, honey.
Hi, how are you?
We are well. Welcome to the show.
Yes, I wanted to just take a comment on the speaker. I was thinking what she said and about that we're interdependent, and I was thinking that we all do contain pieces in our molecules of, like, Jesus and King Tut and Nefertiti and George Washington and Nikola Tesla. So that just came into my mind when I was listening, and I would like to start soul reading.
Everything's recycled, isn't it?
Cool.
It really came into my mind, and I've been told that, like, I'm an old soul and, you know, things like that. So I'm looking for a healing. It's because I was hit by a rock, basically, metaphorically, in August of this year to turn to a soul path. And it's like I'm on a bullet train, and I found you in multiple sources, and I'm just really excited, and I have your books, all 4 of them so far, and I've been reading them, so I'd like a mini soul reading.
Oh, Maria, you know, first and foremost, wow, we are so excited to connect with you. You are an incredible master. And, you know, the mini soul reading that's coming forward for you right now is, it's funny, Archangel Zadkiel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Uriel are all forming like a pyramid around you, and there's like this golden violet energy that I'm watching pulse around you, and they're turning into a Merkaba, and what they're saying in unison, and it's like this big booming voice, is they just keep saying, now is your time, and all is unfolding. As you take your next step, the door will open. And they're saying that they're showing me the turning of the calendar into 2017, that 2017 for you is like a year of divine revelation. It's where everything comes together, where all of the things that you're bringing together in your life right now will kind of have this moment of illumination. And it's going to happen to you very early in the year, like right in January. You're right on it right now. And they're saying, do not despair, no matter what comes forward. Stay the course. You are supported. And everything is going to come into its full, they're calling it full glory, full power, by the early part of the year.
Okay. That's really amazing.
Yeah.
I've been told I'm a commuter.
You are a very old soul. You are a master. And the life journey that you're bringing forward, it's like you're starting a whole nother life. And honestly, Maria, the last thing I want to share with you is, because they're poking me to say it to you, if you knew what was coming, you'd run. You wouldn't even take a minute. And when you get there, you're going to just kind of be sitting there laughing, going, oh my God, I had no idea it could be this amazing. So thank you for gracing us with your presence today, my angel. Many blessings.
Thank you. I'm going to be sending an email about that fantastic trip. I can't believe it's coming up. Okay. Thank you.
Woo-hoo! All right. We love you. Many blessings.
Namaste. And, you know, back to Jenna's incredible artistic food creations.
And Jenna herself.
I just want to say that when you look at art, you can touch the soul of the artist.
Uh-huh.
And when nature's beauty is combined with loving recognition, we're touching a place even deeper. And this is my way of saying, I love what you're creating, Jenna.
Oh, Jenna, you know, when we come up on the energy of true thanks and true gratitude, our hearts bow to you. You know, Sri and I, during this entire show, have been staring at your collage of mandalas. And really, I'm humbled. I have tears in my eyes, Angel. You're amazing.
Oh my gosh, you guys, you're so great. Thank you so much. This means so much to me. And I just love sharing the gift of this planet. It's not even about me. It's about sharing what we have here and being able to appreciate what we have and to just really nourish ourselves with the beauty of plant-based foods.
Agreed. And, you know, as all of the world right now is teetering on extreme polarization, is teetering on fear and destruction, this is a moment to celebrate life through the celebration of our nourishment and the celebration of our purity. And I encourage everyone, go check out Live Pure Jenna. Jenna, tell them how to find you again.
You can go to my blog at Live Pure Jenna. It's LivePure blog.com. Or you can find my Instagram where I post daily and I write things that just flow out of me through inspiration, just really trying to uplift the vibration of the planet and to help people empower them with self-love and authenticity and enlightenment. And it's all about just like being dedicated to this beautiful path of expansion. You can find that at Live Pure Jenna as well on Instagram.
Woohoo! Well, Jenna, thank you for being a listener of Sri and Kira. Thank you for being here today and for all that you're doing for humanity. We give thanks for you as all of us give thanks for this planet and her bounty.
Absolutely. Namaste, Jenna. And for all of our listeners, I just want to say, there is so much chaos out there. What are you paying attention to? And I hope for a moment you felt the enthusiasm and love of our beautiful guest and that you'll go check out her food art and perhaps her passion will ignite a greater trust and beauty in your soul.
And it's easier to do. Just go to stringkira.com. You'll see Jenna's articles right on the homepage. Go to our soul nourishment section. Check out some recipes. And why not give thanks for the bounty of Gaia for all that she gives us, for the support she gives us. You know, we opened up this show with a mini soul reading for Gaia. We're going to close this show saying thank you, our beloved Gaia. Thank you, our beloved listeners. Thank you, beloved Jenna, for your presence today.
And for all of us, take a deep breath in, bring your hand to your heart, and smile, and know that all is truly well. We'll see you next week.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.